Welcome to MASH Forever. My name is Carrie, and I'm hosting this podcast as a tribute to my favorite TV show of all time. I think it's the best TV show ever in the history of TV. And I am back. I took several months off. The last 6 or 7 months have been really, really difficult for me. And I took a break. I'm back, and I wanted to share where I've been and what I've been up to and why I took a break. So when I was a kid, my story is similar to everyone else's story or a lot of people's story about watching MASH with my father and mother and siblings. And my father was in charge of the TV in the 70s and 80s and when we were growing up with him. And, you know, back then we were the remote control. You know, go change the channel. And my dad would watch the show Monday through Friday, 5 to 6, 7 to 8 p.m., and then Mondays at 9. And I started watching it with him when I was about 9 years old. So that was in 1979. And I cherished my time watching MASH. I enjoyed that my dad and I had that connection and that he introduced me to the show. And that was my history of how I came to MASH. And then MASH became my coping skill. Like, I was able to escape from my life and watch the show. So I did that for lots and lots of years. So I watched it from the time I was 9 till now. And just a disclaimer here, I have a little puppy at my feet. I got her back in October. She's 7 pounds and she is playing with her little bird toy that makes bird sounds. So you might be able to hear her playing with her toy under the bed that I'm sitting on. So I hope no one minds listening to my little puppy play with her little bird toy. She's a Chihuahua Jack Russell mix, and my friends affectionately call her a Jackawawa. And she was born in July of last year, 2024. I got her in October, and she's about 8.5 months old. She is 8.5 months old. She'll be 9 months old in a couple of weeks. So you might hear her playing with her toys. So going back to my story about my father. So I always felt that really was something we shared, you know, a show that we liked and would watch together. And the show went off the air when I was 12, most devastating time of my life to have that go off the air at the time, because, you know, we didn't have all of the recording devices that we have today. We didn't have on demand anything. And so it was really devastating when it went off the air, because I wanted new episodes. I wanted new stories to come out. I started writing stories in my head. I started writing MASH stories when I was in my early 20s. And I just adored the show for a long time. So how this connects to why I've been kind of MIA, missing in action, my father unexpectedly died on September 1st, 2024. He was taken to the hospital on August 19th with a massive heart attack. They thought it was a heart attack and pneumonia at the time, but his lungs were full of fluid because his heart wasn't working. And we did not realize, my mother and my two brothers, we did not realize the gravity of the situation until a few days after his heart attack on August 19th. My mom and I and him were at the hospital in New Hampshire at Dartmouth Hospital, if anyone's familiar with that area, and one of the best hospitals in New England, I think. And that's what I've heard, teaching hospital, one of the best hospitals in the area. And on August 23rd, they told my mom and I that he had a 20% ejection fraction, which basically means zero. So if you ever hear somebody say, yes, my ejection fraction is 20%, that is not a good number. Average, I think, is 55 to 65, I believe, is what they told us. So we did not really understand that his time with us was limited. And so just over a week later, he passed out. My mom tried to get him to wake up. He woke up. They went back to the regional hospital near their house in Northern Vermont. The next day he passed away with my mom and I sitting there. And that sent my life into a complete tailspin for September, October, November, and early December. Then I was able to travel for a few months, get my bearings, figure out what I needed to do. But that is pretty much why I haven't recorded any podcast since. I believe I did an episode after he passed away with my friend Becky. But I have not had the time or the energy or the wherewithal to keep up with the podcast. I'd like to start again, and I wanted to do this podcast as a way to explain why I have been gone for so many months, and my podcast for MASH is near and dear to my heart, and I would like to continue it, and I would like to get going again in the next month or so with more regular episodes, because MASH really did save my life. And when I was going through all this stuff last fall at my parents' house after my father passed, I would turn MASH on at night, and it was so comforting to have different episodes on, and I would jump around the seasons, and I would just hear their voices, and all would be well in the world. And just such a difficult time. And knowing that I had that connection with my father about MASH and its importance to him at that time, and just how MASH became such an integral part of my life. You know, I've met some of the actors. I've gone to the outdoor location. I've gone to Tony Paco's in Toledo, Ohio. I've gone to jewelry shows that Loretta Swit has shown her work at. I bought a couple of rings from her back in the late 90s. Autographs I have from many of the stars. I've got action figures. I just found my Klinger in a dress action figure. That was really cool to find. I thought that was missing also. Because of everything that happened with my family, there's one bin of MASH items that I may never get back. So long story short, that bin might not come back my way, and it had some of my valuable items in it, but not the Klinger action figure. So I'm beyond grateful for that, because that's probably my most prized possession, is the Klinger action figure with him in a dress. And I've got the Klinger regular one, but the Klinger in a dress, that's a little bit more rare to find. And I actually bought that on Etsy. Yeah, Etsy.com. And it was from a seller in Australia. And I think I spent $100 on it. And the shipping was, I remember the shipping being really expensive, if I'm remembering correctly, because you had to ship it here. It had to go through customs and all that. So I don't think it was a cheap thing to buy, but I'm really happy. I do have it in my possessions in my storage bin, my storage unit. And just wanted to do this podcast tonight as a tribute to my father and to thank him for introducing me to MASH at such a young age, because MASH has saved my life over and over and over again. And when he died last fall, it saved me again. And I got this puppy. And she's a Jack Russell Chihuahua mix, is our best guess. 7 pounds, very feisty, and her name is Rascal. So her name fits her. She's black and white. She kind of looks like Snoopy, if you know the Charlie Brown character. She kind of looks like Snoopy, but she's got some brown on her, and she's got a black splotch on her head. But if she didn't have the black spot on her head or the brown, she would definitely look more like Snoopy. So she is, she's been living a lifesaver, and MASH has also been a big piece of how I've been getting through this. So I just wanted to pop on here and just share with everyone that I hope to return. And it has just been a really long several months of lots and lots going on in my life. So, you know, work and home stuff and trying to figure out different things. And then my dad and my dog passed away my late dog passed away 2 months, almost to the day, 2 months before my dad. No, my dog passed on June 21st, 2024. My dad had his heart attack on August 19th, and then my dad passed on September 1st. So I lost both my dog and my dad in almost a 2 month time window. So it's been a rough several months. So hope to return at some point in the future, and hope you all enjoy watching MASH, and thank you for listening.